Welcome to The Hammer, where we hit the nail on the head with insights from the world of Canadian renovation and custom home contracting. Now here's your host, the editor of Canadian Contractor Magazine, Patrick Flannery.
Hi, folks. Welcome to The Hammer. I've got Jamie Wright here from Kenrock Building Materials, and Jamie is a ceiling systems product specialist. Jamie, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Patrick. How are you this morning?
Good, good, real good. Today we're going to talk ceilings, and that's a cool topic for us. I think obviously you're the guy that knows everything about the Kenrock ceiling systems, and I want to start really with just a little, I guess, trends discussion to set the table. I don't know how fast things change in the world of ceilings, but certainly the big influence we've had lately was COVID, and I imagine there has been some adaptation there. What are you seeing as far as trends in ceilings, Jamie, and anything coming out of the COVID era?
Great question, Patrick. Office designs are seeing a lot of change post-COVID. Obviously, the major aspects of what gets incorporated into a ceiling are acoustics, aesthetics, and comfort. With COVID coming, we see shared workspaces, places that are normally designed to have many more than one or two people at any given desk at any given time. Indoor air quality is a huge aspect that is encountered in the design of these ceilings, as is, again, the acoustics and aesthetic.
And what are the implications for materials on that, Jamie? Are we seeing different materials now?
We absolutely are. Normally in a standard ceiling, you would see fiberglass and mineral fiber tiles. These can obviously be incorporated into any commercial, industrial, institutional, or residential space. However, with these shared workspaces, we are seeing, again, a greater need for acoustics. So things like our cloud baffles, beams, and even beyond into wood and metal systems that are now being incorporated.
So we're seeing a growth in the PET felt market. PET felt is polyethylene terephthalate. It is a highly ecological product, eco-friendly, over 50% post-consumer recycled, and is, like acoustics, a very highly customizable product. You can do it in many different sizes, shapes, colors, while still meeting all the performance factors that are necessary in today's commercial projects.
That's awesome. Yeah, not your garden variety whiteboard that we always saw in the past everywhere. Indoor air quality. That's another one that I know people have. Well, obviously, COVID focused everybody on that pretty heavily, and it just seems to be a constant concern. I've had contractors tell me that's one of the biggest selling features they get when they're being asked for different designs and different approaches in houses. How do ceilings and how do your products contribute to that?
The biggest two that we see are standardizations in the systems, like GreenGuard and LEED version 4.1. These include a lot of obviously LEED credits that a contractor can apply for on a job, but also ensures that you are getting a product with very high recyclable content, and most importantly for post-COVID, indoor air quality. So shared spaces, cross-contamination can all be typically avoided. There's very low VOC content or volatile organic compounds that are off-gassed from these tiles. These all play a part into the post-COVID design world.
Yeah, VOC is a big topic for sure. Seen that covered pretty heavily in the wood products side, cabinets and countertops and things like that. They drove all of that out of there, and I know it's coming for everywhere else. And it sounds like ceilings are no different. I guess sort of following up the environmental message, general sustainability. What kind of demand are you seeing for that? Is that something you guys are working on?
Absolutely. Us and Certainty Canada as our vendor partner, we're certainly seeing, again, a major, major increase in the need for sustainability. Architects are asking. They're wanting to see more. They're wanting to build their own repository of sustainable items. And really, it's being driven by Canadian net zero in 2050 and local and provincial building codes.
That's driving a lot of things in a lot of building material sectors. Everybody's having to make big changes really fast. Does that mean we're going to have to again change materials? Is that going to make us focus on certain materials more than others in sealing products?
I think it will. Either focusing on newer materials that have a lower global warming potential, again, these low VOCs, or with the vendor partners seeing refining moments with those current products. We've seen things like their Symphony M tiles that over time, again, more and more of that indoor air quality, recyclable content, all of these very important sustainable benchmarks are increasing within their current line as well.
All that talk makes me think of hospitals. Not that most of our listeners are too involved in that, but you never know. The what how do you when you're doing a hospital, you're doing a contract for a hospital, severe health considerations there. How does that work when you're doing a sealing system?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot so far about indoor air quality and then obviously cross-contamination. In hospitals, you're also going to want some sanitization and cleanability. So again, a very important facet of what our tiles provide is a scrubability factor. We have higher wash cycles than typically all of our competitor options that we see in the market. Above and beyond that, even the simplicity of some scientific studies that have shown the wellness of patients through acoustics. Obviously sound is it's a big part of obviously the privacy that you would see in a hospital. Doctors and nurses have to relay very sensitive information that certainly should be kept very very close to chest. But again, above and beyond that, the acoustics also help when a patient's healing in their bed. Less sound, less buzzing, less whirring, less loud cacophonies of hospitals ultimately lead to lower stress and an ability for the body to heal better.
That's interesting stuff. I never thought of that. I guess the hospital's the one place where you might actually think about washing the ceiling on a regular basis. Absolutely. What else, Jamie? What are some other trends and things that are making you guys think at Kenrock?
Other trends we're seeing, obviously, and again, speaking again to the hospital side of things, is again, we talk indoor air quality, but the ventilation of products, clean room style products that we see. One of the big things when we talk about standardization is ISO class for clean rooms. We do have a clean room 3 and clean room 4 option with our RX brand. It is something that, again, exceeds the general competition's class 5.
Very nice. How do you get that? I don't know. I don't know that much about that standard. Are there certain materials that you need for that standard?
You do. Our Symphony M and Symphony F RX tiles are what allow for an ISO class 3. Once you go into the standard Symphony family of tiles, you would get an ISO class 4. Again, most designs in terms of hospitals and clinic institutions typically are going to want that higher clean room again, and that's what that does is essentially it allows for gasketing of the tile and or the grid, keeping some of those harmful, breathable, whether it be bacteria or fungus or viruses from transferring from ceiling into the rooms adjacent.
Man, there's more to ceilings than I thought. Getting the sound down, which I think is a key item, not just in hospitals, but also people are very interested in their residences. I certainly would like better sound control up here with everybody thumping around upstairs while I'm trying to record podcasts. One thing that I always think about, also with some background in the window industry, wood is usually a pretty good sound absorber, right? Is that true on ceiling construction as well?
It can be. Certainly, a standard wood panel would tend to be typically a little more reflective of sound. Now, you can certainly use it with acoustic infill or insulation behind it. That will allow for a lot of sound absorption. as well as going into something like a micro perforated wood. But typically, we can also use wood as a reflective sound attenuation product, meaning that if you have baffles or beams, you can start to direct that sound and it starts to dissipate over time. So, a very important facet of how sound is measured is signal to noise ratio. And typically, that is Sabin's based on distance. So, the further sound travels, the quieter it's going to be. Wood can be used absolutely to direct it so that it is quieter once it returns back to the source.
Right, so that's why you get all the wood paneling in an auditorium or something, but they're trying to direct it in at the audience. And if you do it differently, you could be directing it away from the people that are in the room and actually doing some sound dissipation. So that's kind of a cool use of the reflective quality on the wood. So these are all, that's all very good. Environmental message you guys have got there. Do you have anything else coming out that is or anything else you want to talk about that has a particular sustainability, environmental friendliness message?
We have Decoustics Claro Impressions that's going to be coming likely here in 2024. It is a fiberglass panel, so it is a very high NRC or noise reduction coefficient product. So again, very high acoustics. It also allows for very low VOC standards. So again, those volatile organic compounds aren't going to off-gas from any of these typical fiberglass tiles. And all the while, it's going to provide a customization. We're going to have 10 faux wood looks, as well as some custom printed looks available on the impressions panels. We hope to see it grow massively here in late 2024, early 2025.
Yeah, pay attention to that VOC message, folks, because the governments are going to be tightening up more and more on that on a broader range of building materials than they have in the past. I've been hearing a lot about that coming out of NRCan and the Environment Ministry. They're going to be putting that into a lot of the codes right across the country. So it's something you're going to have to be looking for on your products, or else potentially run afoul of some of these regulations for sure. Another thing we talked a bit about hospitals. What about schools? There's got to be a huge different array of factors and needs you've got to think about in your sealing products and learning environments.
100%. Like hospitals, sound transfer is so crucial in a learning setting. 60% of all classroom activities basically involve spoken communication or listening. We talked about signal to noise ratios. We have a very interesting diagram that we show when we're talking to architects that design these schools about how sound would transfer from, say, the teacher who is maybe 5, 6 meters in front of the end of the classroom, and how that dissipates once it gets to the middle of the room. A lot of hard surfaces will be reflective. And what's interesting is you'll typically see people even at the back of the classroom hear better than those in the middle. You'll essentially achieve acoustic dead spots. When we design schools and then when we provide specific materials, what we're really trying to do again is aim that sound so that all the students have a better opportunity to hear, ultimately leading to a better opportunity to learn.
I love that, and I see that in your house too, because you want the sound from the TV hitting the couch and not anywhere else. So there's got to be an opportunity there. How are you guys accomplishing that? Is that a difficult design prospect?
No, there are quite a few options. Again, with standard ceiling tiles, you can certainly kind of customize your NRC or noise reduction coefficient or your STC. And again, that basically will alleviate whether you need reflection versus absorption. So being able to kind of customize that with specific tiles like our Symphony F, our Theater Black, or school board based ceiling tiles, we can certainly make it so that every student really has the best opportunity to hear.
So all this talk about schools and making healthy living spaces, Jamie, is making me wonder what else can you guys do, or what else do you have to think about when you're trying to make one of these healthy public environments? What are some more things that are on the map there?
One that I love to see is biophilic design. Biophilic design essentially is taking an outdoor space and bringing it indoors. Humans, we're naturally outdoor people. We like to see the sun, the grass, the water, the trees. Any way that you can make people feel more at ease, you'll lower the stress, you'll lower the anxiety, you'll improve mental health outcomes in those spaces. Best way to do that, we talk about wood ceilings. Certainly that is a natural product. Or you can create faux outdoor spaces with things like acoustic clouds and baffles in green that would mimic, say, a tree's canopy or leaves, using columns and beams to recreate tree trunks and other, again, outdoor spaces.
Right. Well, Jamie, everybody loves a story, and I'm told you brought some for us today. Have you got some project examples you wanted to get into?
A great example again of that matched reflection versus absorption is we provided a barrel vault ceiling with acoustic ceiling tile in Ladysmith, British Columbia. Essentially, barrel vault being that it is rounded, not quite domed, and we applied a standard ceiling tile with the 0.75 NRC. So, as the sound from the daycare would travel up to the ceiling, you would have essentially 75% of the sound absorbed. The other 25% is going to be more in that it's going to be reflected around that barrel vault. The angles and the curves are going to allow it so that the sound doesn't travel directly down as it would at a 90-degree ceiling, or something that is parallel to the floor.
So, Jamie, what you're describing there sounds like there could be some good applications for retail building as well. Do you have any examples of that?
Yes, one of the national specs that CertainTeed has that we provide is for the local Shoppers Drug Marts. The acoustic Solo M planks are used above their pharmacy areas. Highly perforated, it's a micro perf product, which means that it does absorb sound. And it really just gives you an opportunity to look up retail spaces. A lot of it becomes about aesthetics. It performs, obviously, its job in being an NRC, STC, flame spread and smoke spread performance product. But it has to look good. Retail has to be something that's going to appeal to the people that obviously travel through it. So it is a great option in those spaces.
And do you have like a go-to list of products that you go to for those applications?
We do. Typically, we would use, again, on a daycare or a school, we would use something with a higher NRC. So theater black tile, that would give you, again, a little less light reflectance. Or part of our Symphony tiles, Symphony F. And one of the interesting things that we've even come up with here over the last year is we've gotten some testing done for what we call our onlay backer system. What that is it's a high NRC tile like a Symphony F that provides 95% sound absorption. And you put a tile behind it that has a high CAC or SDC rating, like a Baroque tile, which would give you a 35. So where in the past you would either have to sacrifice NRC for STC or CAC, you can now have the best of both worlds.
Awesome. Well, you guys have obviously done a ton of work on this. There's a lot of research and development that has gone into things I can see for sure. Hey, now we've reached the part of the show where you get to plug Kenrock products. Why is Kenrock a good solution for all of these ceiling products and ceiling design challenges?
Great question, Patrick. Ultimately, we provide a cradle-to-grave process, especially when it comes to ceiling systems with my involvement. Obviously, working with CertainTeed, speaking on them first, their extensive product line is so important today. Being able to pick everything and being able to specify everything within their product availability is a huge, huge benefit to us. We've talked wood, obviously, their purchase of Norton Industries in 2009. They have some extensive metal and felt options through the purchase of Hunter Douglas architectural ceilings back in 2018. And really, when it comes to the distribution side, really, Kenrock, we provide the strong relationships with our contractors. We have a saying, from basically, no job is too big and no job is too small. From house to high rise, we do it all. And we really mean that. We have the ability to send booms for these large commercial jobs. We supply many residential contractors with, standard board, insulation, and finishing products. We really try to be that whole package distributor. And really, you know, we used to, we would say in the 60s, 67, when Kenrock first was founded, that we're a drywall company. But really now what we've become is an interior systems company, or an interior systems solution company. We want to be able to provide that for our customers and show that we can bring them options, and whether it be ways of cost savings or whether it be ways to improve their job, or to make something work a little bit more positively, or have a little more functionality, it's crucial to what we do.
Wow. Well, you know what? If the discussion here today is any indication, Jamie, you guys obviously have just a ton of research and knowledge and expertise to share with anybody who is looking at, well, like you say, doing interior design systems, really, rather than just, you know, throwing up walls and something to keep the, I don't know, the joist from appearing above your head. It's really, really good to see. And I think that I would encourage everybody to reach out to you guys and with any questions that they have. It's obviously Kenrock has put I've certainly learned something today. There's a lot of information out there to know about your ceiling system. So Jamie Wright, Kenrock product specialist, thank you so much for joining us today on the Hammer to talk about these things.
Thank you, Patrick. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Hammer. You can find episodes online at CanadianContractor.com or subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. The Hammer is presented by Canadian Contractor Magazine.